Welcome to the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, November 19th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of travel and leisure news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
F1 Urs Motors launches a car selling platform on their official website. F1 Urs Motors, a prominent luxury and hypercar dealership under the Alpago Group, has introduced a new online platform for selling vehicles in Dubai. This user-friendly platform allows car owners to list their luxury vehicles on the F1 Urs Motors website with ease. The sales team then connects sellers with potential buyers, managing all post-sale procedures for a seamless transaction. In addition to this platform, F1 Urs Motors now offers a service for buying and selling exclusive number plates, catering to Dubai's unique market. Known for selling rare vehicles like the 2014 Lamborghini Veneno Roadster, F1 Urs Motors continues to uphold high standards in the luxury automotive sector. Led by CEO Ali Pacino, F1 Urs Motors is redefining the luxury car experience in Dubai. Countdown to Discovery. The highly anticipated Edelman Fossil Park and Museum opens March 2025. Get ready for an unforgettable journey through time at the Edelman Fossil Park and Museum of Rowan University, opening its doors in March 2025. Located at 66 Million Mosasaur Way, this world-class museum will immerse guests in the age of dinosaurs with jaw-dropping exhibits and life-size depictions of prehistoric creatures. Visitors can dig for real fossils, explore immersive galleries, and enjoy interactive exhibits like an indoor fossil hunt. The museum, made possible by a generous donation from Gene and Rick Edelman, aims to inspire positive change and prioritize sustainability. Stay tuned for ticket sales announcements and museum updates at efm.org. OYO enters commitment with Deutsche for a loan facility. Oravel Stays Limited, the parent company of OYO, has secured a commitment letter with Deutsche Bank AG, New York Branch, and Deutsche Bank Securities, Inc. DBNY has provided a commitment for a new term loan facility to finance OYO's acquisition of G6 Hospitality. OYO recently reported its first ever profit after tax of approximately $17 million and 8 consecutive quarters of positive adjusted EBITDA. OYO's adjusted EBITDA grew by 215% to reach around $105 million in FY23-24. The company also concluded an equity funding round of $175 million led by founder Ritesh Agarwal. For more information, visit Tech Observer's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.